For 2 years, Nuruddin Malki was a trusted Arabic translator for the U.S. Army in Iraq with a top-secret security clearance. Then, federal agents found out that he'd lied about who he was and that he had taken secret documents on U.S. military missions and insurgents. There's no evidence that he did anything to harm the U.S., but he is facing up to 60 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to lying about his identity to get his citizenship and to illegally possessing classified documents. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
You can look at this man's story one way and see an American story, an immigrant story, of someone determined to get here and stay here and make it in the U.S., someone who made big mistakes along the way. That's the pre-9/11 lens. Look another way, and you can see something more sinister, a life based on lies.
Oh, yeah.
Even his lawyer sees that.
It is true. You could look at it both ways.
Mildred Whalen is a federal public defender in New York. She's been Malki's lawyer for more than a year. What she sees is a tragedy, not a terrorist or a terrorist sympathizer.
I don't see that.
She believes he is who he now says he is. His real-life story, according to Whalen, is what's laid out in pages of court records. Dear Sir, he wrote the judge last year, my name is Nuruddin Malki. I was born and raised in Casablanca. Malki learned English early. He went to college in Morocco and got a degree in American literature. He came to the U.S. in 1988. He told the judge, I had a tourist visa, but I came here to stay. He lived in Brooklyn and found work at a Jewish deli. One day, some Lebanese guys walked in, talking about how they got their green cards by asking for political asylum. I'm Moroccan, he told them. Well, if you want to get asylum, you have to say you're Lebanese. We'll help you. He gave them $1,500 for false papers. So Nuruddin Malki of Morocco became Nur al-Maliki, a fictional refugee of Lebanon's civil war. He didn't get asylum, but he got a green card anyway. He'd lied and said he'd been in the U.S. for 10 years. The government believed him and granted him amnesty. From there, he earned his citizenship. Malki worked odd jobs and pursued a master's degree in computer science at Brooklyn College. It was there in 2003 he saw an ad for Arabic interpreters needed in Iraq. He got a job with the military contractor Titan Corporation, and he got assigned to work with military intelligence. He got his first security clearance based on his fake identity. His military superiors were effusive about his work. A key asset, a patriot, the best linguist I've served with in 17 years of service, they wrote. The military moved to give him a top-secret security clearance. The Army and Pentagon would not talk in detail about his case. Neither would Titan. An Army spokesman did say Malki did go through the standard vetting process for granting a top-secret security clearance. No shortcuts. That requires a background investigation, not just a check, with people knocking on doors and talking face-to-face with acquaintances, and a polygraph examination. It's not clear, but the Army may have granted him a temporary top-secret clearance while the background investigation was underway. But in the fall of 2005, the government discovered he'd taken secret documents, one of them with the coordinates and the dates and times of planned U.S. artillery firings on insurgent locations. And they discovered the lie that Malki had built his life around. For a post-9/11 government, there is only one way to view that lie. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.